from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
ESPN had an article today that profiling Dan Lanning.
Yeah, Paolo Uggetti did the deep dive with... on site with old ball coach of the program.
Boy, it's amazing how fast Lanning's profile has risen.
Mm-hmm.
And I tease this as the hottest, you know, coach in college football. It's when you have this vacuum of, you know, Nick Saban leaving the game of college football, Jim Harbaugh leaving the game of college football. We've seen the shine come off of Dabo Swinney over the last handful of years, which I like. People just think like Dabo is some bum now. Mm-hmm. He's still a really damn good coach.
You could say
really
he's corny, like
good team.
Guys like him and Gundy, you can be like, oh, they're corny. They don't believe anything they're saying. Does
it's
not
a
change
a mistake.
Yeah,
does not change that they're great football coaches.
Yeah, Dion and what was last year this bright shining star.
I ran through that bull junk you wrote.
It is coming down pretty quickly. Boy, it is fizzling out just as fast as that star went up into the sky, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy to see how the narrative is kind of flipping and changing around Deion Sanders. And then you have a guy like Kirby Smart and Ryan Day is like, you need to win the title. Mm-hmm. You need to beat Michigan. But Kirby Smart is a guy that... he doesn't give you a whole heck of a lot.
Also, does it feel like he's been deflecting a lot for the last year now?
Yeah.
Like trying to almost set the bar lower. Like, I just don't have the depth anymore. I can't keep all everybody. Everybody's too dadgum competitive.
And here comes Lanning coming to Oregon, mm-hmm. recruiting at a level that they never have before. It is a profile that is attractive to people because he's young. He's not afraid to talk. And he'll sit down and he'll make that time for people, which that is the big thing, right? It's like the accessibility and the availability of that coach to want to go and do those things, because Chip Kelly was that guy for the longest time when he went from offensive coordinator to head coach. When Chip was an OC, he used to talk to everybody, and he was a great interview, and everybody wanted to talk with Chip Kelly because he was doing something different and something new. He turned into a head coach and he closed the doors. Lincoln Riley closed the doors at Oklahoma, and Lanning kind of has this open approach. So there's a lot of people like, what has Dan Lanning done? Well, that's it right there, is he's made himself and his program very accessible.
Yes.
Or, excuse me, program. Very accessible. I mean, if you don't know, we launched a new podcast on the Odyssey Sports Network, The Program, mm-hmm. myself and then former defensive lineman Cole Linehan. Our first episode, Dan Lanning was on it.
Look, they understand, and this has been my hesitancy with, like, USC. The Oregon has been, you can say the jerseys and like there's no history, blah, 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 like that. Like they're always trying to be what's new and shiny. Yeah.
Yeah.
They are, it's called evolving. Look, Alabama, USC, I get what they try to be. Notre Dame, Michigan. You're rooted in 100 years of history and culture, and you don't want to change things.
They're the epitome of blue blood.
Yes.
Like, they've been here for so long. What do we need to talk about?
Yeah,
you know us.
And that's the thing is, though, you do have to eventually change. This is like Blockbuster refusing to buy Netflix.
Yeah, right.
Why? We're here. We
can all agree, though, that if Blockbuster bought Netflix, both of them would be gone right now.
Yeah. Or Yahoo not buying Google.
Yes, that's it right there.
But like, because you thought I've been here the longest. I've been successful. You and I and Buck are old enough to know that Yahoo was the platform.
Yahoo.
That's where you went.
You did not Google anything.
Mm-mm.
You Yahooed.
Yeah.
Or you may have even asked Jeeves.
I was just going to say
Jeeves
that.
We
would.
Sure.
It was Yahoo, Ask Jeeves. Mm-hmm. You would go to the Netscape.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But my point being, you have to, you can still hold on to your identity. Like, I saw this one pop up in USC Twitter the other day. There was a mock-up of a new helmet. And USC till I die. Can't change it. Can't change it. I'm like, guys, they leave that to Oregon. Guys, changing one jersey or having one alternate helmet does not mean you have 47 new jersey options.
That's right.
It's okay. It's okay to change. There was an issue 3 years ago when they changed the collar on the USC jerseys, and people got mad. It's like, guys, it's okay. In Oregon, they've had some minor missteps, but other than that, damn near A-plus marketing all the way through, whether it's the new...
Generation O?
No, the
Team Out West.
Yeah.
Doing that. Whether it was making the decision, and Lanning had to sign off on this, letting those films out from the Colorado game.
Oh, absolutely.
Look, him and whoever came up with the idea to let that out, or whoever convinced him to do it, knew that the backlash on Colorado was going to be so severe that Oregon could get away with murder in that. And they did.
The score indicated it was.
But not just that, but I mean,
homicide.
On the social media side of things, they packaged them up, boxed them up, and kicked them to the curb in every way, shape, matter, and form. They humiliated them on and off the field, and nobody said a word about it because they read the temperature of the room. And that's not just Lanning, it's Lanning and. It's the whole program being in line, not only with NIL, not only with coaching, but it's the social media, it's the marketing, it's the management, and we've talked about this so much. It's the corporation of football now. And one of the things that Paolo mentions is that Dan Lanning is a CEO, and he gets it. And you've mentioned this. He walks around practice with the
microphone in his pocket
so that he can bounce between everything. He's not just sitting with the offense and going, hey, I'm going to let LaPoy handle this. I'm going to let, you know, he's working with every group as he sees fit. That is how a CEO, a modern day CEO, you may have a specialty with Lanning, it's defense.
Sure.
But you still go everywhere and you sprinkle around and you have to be available to everything, whether it's making a podcast appearance or going to a golf tournament or sitting down for an interview. Like, think about all of the things that we've seen Lanning do away from football for the past 2 months.
Yeah.
Also doing the football stuff.
And that is where I think a lot of the old guard in college football, and I think this is why there is that allure to Lanning in Oregon and what he's doing, is that that is tedious and too much for a lot of the old guard of college football, right? That's not what they want to do. They want to just coach football. Like, you know, Nick Saban, we've talked about this, that Nick Saban, make no mistake that the one thing that he said is going to hold Alabama back this year is the secondary, because he coached the defensive backs as the head coach too.
And they're all gone.
You know, like he was so attached, and you have head coaches that you want to be strictly on the offensive side and you only want to focus and be hyper-focused on the offensive side. You know, they're laid into this article is kind of Lanning and what everybody says is, you know, the NIL paying money. And I've said this a lot about, it's not just NIL. it helps them tremendously. And I do not want to get that twisted one bit. It gets them in the door. Mm-hmm. It helps them close these deals. But then you hear, like in the profile right here that Paolo did on ESPN, Dylan Gabriel says the thing that kind of is his separator is he says, I think he connects well with the players because he's not like a grandpa. I think he does a damn good job of being real. He's able to be vulnerable with us, and that allows us to be vulnerable, which makes you gain confidence in one another and get closer.
He's also a lunatic.
He is. He's ultra competitive.
My favorite line in this about his competitiveness, Paolo talked to Dante Moore, and he said, Dante's quote, we were at his house eating, came up to me, and he was like, I need a cornhole partner. Can you be my partner? I was like, nah, I don't know, coach. I don't know if I'm that good. He looked at me and he was like, nah, I don't want you to be on my team then.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right?
This is your prize transfer quarterback, and you're like, Your arm's weak. I don't want you. You know what I mean? Like,
it's like the Mother's Day, I think it was Mother's Day post that he made where it was like good day with the family, mm-hmm. and they just did a bunch of competitions with him and his kids.
Yeah, they had their own family Olympiad.
He posted the score, the scores of him, his wife, and all of his kids, and like everything is a competition.
He does have that in common with Dion.
But he lives it. Mm-hmm. Like, and that is it, is that there has to be a genuine nature behind what you're doing.
And there are no excuses. That's the other thing, because he has told Rob specifically that being sick is a choice.
It is.
So
that's one of my favorite Lanningisms. I'm not going to lie.
Like, anything that seems maybe out of your control, he's like, nope, that's a choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a choice. Your immune system, you chose to have a bad immune system. You know, I'm not going to take any of that right now. But I think where you have to go from there is, the proof has got to be in the pudding, right? And that is where I think that anybody that takes issue or exception to the way that he is covered, he's winning at a really high level through his first 5 years. I mean, it is three losses to Washington, which he knows, and I bet that bugs the hell out of him.
He goes into that here and says it's more about, you know, you want to be successful at everything, but when the things that aren't, you want to learn from them and you want to find the things, the variables that you can control.
A drubbing in his very first game at the hands of his mentor at Georgia. And then that...
It might end up being the best thing for him.
That Civil War loss to Oregon State in year one where they just ran the damn ball.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, you look at that, everything else has been a win, a win, a win, and progress, right? That is what I think the to the people, the it's the accessibility. It is the genuine nature in that connection that he's trying to build. And it's the winning. I mean, it, you have got to be able to do that. Accessibility, connection, and just winning. Anybody that says, you know, what has he done? Well, he's kind of changed that narrative about Oregon. And make no mistake that that Team Out West episode two, the title of it was physicality. You heard Jabbar Muhammad, who played at Washington last year. Prior to that, he was at Oklahoma State. Said, this is the most physical camp I've ever been through. Like, bar none. The most physical camp I've been through. You go through, and that is kind of what he wants to breed and change at Oregon, because what has always been the knock about Oregon? Finesse.
Yes.
When the physical, when the rubber meets the road and it becomes too physical, Oregon used to fold.
Nice players can't really line up with the big boys, though. That was the label.
And that is changing. And this profile tells us a lot of things that we already knew about Dan Lanning and his path to being a head coach and getting to the University of Oregon. But I think for those that you look at and you say, all right, think a little bit further about why there is this attractiveness to him. It's because he puts himself out there, whether it is to the media where he has his Lanningisms that he keeps going back to, right? One plus one plus one. Right. That's a big one that he's into now. But and he falls back on those cliches with the media, but he's there for it and available to it. But then there is when you see in this article, the players and other coaches, Will Stein is quoted as saying he's never too high, he's never too low, he's always in the middle. When you are a head coach and when you are a leader, you have to always be in the middle. That is that connection that we don't see that he also is making available in that accessibility.
No.
503-864-6326 is the Vancouver Ford text line. Good, decent little profile. Gives you a little bit of a look as to why people...
Palo's a hell of a writer, and he does a really good job in these profiles.
Yeah, but why people are gravitating towards him a little bit more, too, when you look at it from that lens.
I'll tell you from this lens, from the lens of I grew up hating the living crap out of that program.
Yeah.
I like Lanning. Mm-hmm. A lot. It's probably 90% of the reason why I'm even close to thinking how I think about that program now. It has everything to do with him.
503-864-6326. Text us. Hey, by the way, we got some injury updates from the NFL with local guys. A little good news, bad news for a duck and a beaver. Next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.